All right, and we just mentioned just a moment ago the message we heard from Brother Bracken. Boy, that was a very special message coming from one of our missionaries. He felt a burden, he said it. He felt a special burden to deliver that message. And he said he wasn't very comfortable in delivering it, but he felt the Lord had it for him to give, and that's what he did. El misionero dijo que no se sentía muy cómodo en dar ese tipo de mensaje, pero él sintió que era un mensaje que el Señor le dio para nuestra iglesia. So, you know what, everybody? Let's just open up our spirit, open up our mind, and say, Lord, whatever you want me to have from that message, I want it. That's the attitude we always need to have whenever a man of God goes to the pulpit. Hay que abrir todos nosotros, nuestra mente, nuestro corazón, para poder recibir el mensaje que el hombre, el siervo de Dios tiene para la iglesia. Amen y amen. And with that said, let's get into what we're going to talk about tonight. Vamos a hablar de ciertas cosas esta noche. Como ya saben, esta llamada se llama la devoción de evangelismo. As you know, this devotion call is called the bilingual evangelism devotion. It is an evangelism devotion. We're using it every week to kind of recap on what's happened in the last week and what's about to take place. Usamos esta llamada para promover el evangelismo de nuestra iglesia y hablamos de las cosas que han pasado en la semana pasada y las cosas que van a venir en los días que vienen. Well, once again, we had a powerful evangelism street corner service here last Saturday. El sábado pasado también tuvimos otro servicio poderoso de evangelismo en la esquina de Cuatro y Grove, and some great things took place once again. Otras cosas grandes pasaron otra vez. Cuando terminamos en un canto, una alabanza, los jóvenes y los niños empezaron a cantar. We ended once again with a choir song. We had our young people and our children there singing there on the corner. I believe we had the guitar. Yes, Brother Vic had the guitar as well. Yo creo que el hermano Victor también tenía la guitarra. Y ahí hasta estuvimos cantando. Hermana Julie también estaba cantando. Sister Julie even sang a special. We're having more of a church service there on the street now. Ya tenemos como un servicio de iglesia ahí en la pura esquina. And the people are beginning to be able to get a little taste of what's happening in our church. La gente ya puede probar una probadita de lo que está pasando en nuestra iglesia. And just as we're finishing and we're praying our little team huddle, we're doing our little prayer huddle at the very end, someone pulls up again. It seems to always happen that way. Cuando terminamos del servicio, hermanos, nos juntamos todos juntos y empezamos a hacer una oración para terminar nuestro servicio de la calle, cuando alguien vino en persona. Y parece que siempre pasa así. It seems that always seems to happen. Just as I think Sister Jessica or someone told me, Brother Vic, have you noticed? Every time we're finishing our street service and we're gathering together for our prayers, someone always comes up for prayer or needing help. I thought that was interesting. Cada vez que estamos terminando nuestro servicio ahí en la esquina y estamos orando, alguien siempre viene con una necesidad y pidiendo oración. And so what happened was this woman named Yahaida came up, driving up, and she was in tears. She was weeping, saying, I need help. I need you to pray with me. Esta mujer que se llamaba Yahaida vino al mero, mero último, y nos dijo con lágrimas en su rostro, estaba llorando, llorando, por favor, ayúdenme, yo necesito ayuda. And of course, we began to pray with her. There were several of the women there that began to pray with her. Varias de las mujeres empezaron a orar con Yahaida, y empezaron a ayudarle en la oración. And we got to talk with her a little bit, empezamos a hablar con ella, y hasta la invitamos a lunch. We even invited her to lunch right afterward. Y ella fue y comió con nosotros y trajo sus dos muchachitos. Uno de como unos 2-3 años y otro de 5-6 años. She brought her two little boys with her. One of them was like 2 or 3 years old. The other one looked like he was 5 or 6 years old. And they had lunch with us. We were able to treat her to lunch. Le pudimos comprar su lunch. And we began to talk with her. Empezamos a hablar con ella de su situación, de lo que estaba pasando en su vida. And let me just take a little pause right now. I want to just take a little moment. I could tomar una pausa Listen to what I just said right now. We had a street service. We connected with someone, and then we fed her, we fellowshipped her, all in the same hour. Pudimos administrar a alguien en la calle, hermanos, y luego inmediatamente después pudimos llevarla a comer y tener un convivio con ella y empezar a hablar con ella. This reminded me about Jesus and the disciples. We heard about it in the message last night, where the Lord Jesus would minister to people, and then he would literally fellowship them and feed them. He'd either eat with them, they would provide the food, but on one occasion he provided the food for 10 or 15,000 people. You know the story about the five loaves, and I believe the five loaves and the three fishies, I want to say. Ya saben la historia. El Señor Jesucristo hizo la misma cosa. Él, después de ministrar a la gente, comía con la gente. Y unas veces la gente proveía la comida para él, pero en una ocasión el Señor Jesucristo proveó la comida por 10,000 o 15,000 personas, hermanos. Ya saben la historia, cuando él tomó los tres pedacitos de pan y los pedacitos de pescadito de un muchachito que estaba ahí, y él multiplicó esa ofrenda de comida que tenía ese niño para darle a comer a mucha gente. The Lord Jesus took the small offering that little boy had. He had a little basket of lunch with a few loaves of bread and a few fishes. And the Lord was able to multiply that small offering and to feed thousands. Oh, what a lesson. There's a message in there. We don't have time to go into that tonight. No tenemos tiempo de hablar del mensaje que está ahí, but I hope you're reading between the lines. The Lord can take our small sacrifice, everybody, that we do on that street corner, and he can multiply it, and he can bless thousands. And that's the thousands that are going across that intersection within that hour. El Señor puede tomar la ofrenda pequeña que nosotros le ofrecemos en esa esquina ahí de 4 y Grove, y el Señor puede bendecir a miles con un alimento espiritual. Y estamos hablando de las miles de personas que pasan en esa hora que estamos allí. The Lord can feed thousands and thousands with our small offering. All right, well, let's move on. Well, that's what happened on that Saturday. We took that woman and we fellowshipped her and had lunch with her, all in the same hour, just as the Lord Jesus did. Pudimos tomar lonche con esa mujer y hablar con ella de su situación y tener una confraternidad con ella durante esa hora, tal como hizo el Señor Jesucristo. And everybody, there's more to that story. Yahida came to church the very next Sunday morning. Yahida, después del sábado, vino a nuestro servicio domingo en la mañana y luego vino domingo en la noche. And she also came on Sunday night, and she stayed and had our food fellowship as well Sunday night. Ella también se quedó por domingo en la noche, por nuestro tiempo de confraternidad para comer con nosotros. También, I hope you're seeing the benefits of what we're doing out on that street corner, everybody. Espero que están viendo los beneficios que estamos recibiendo del Señor cuando salimos en esa esquina, hermanos. So something great happened there on Saturday. We reaped the benefits and the blessings on Sunday. Algo grande pasó sábado en esa esquina y pudimos recibir los beneficios, las bendiciones que el Señor nos dio con esa visitante. All right, that's one thing I want to talk about. Otra cosa que pasó el domingo es Gustavo Flores trajo su prima Bianca, que estuvo en el servicio con nosotros domingo en la noche. Something else great that happened was that Brother Gustavo Flores brought his cousin Bianca to our service on Sunday night. And she came up to the altar call on Sunday night. Y Bianca vino al altar al fin del servicio. Y oramos por ella. We prayed for her. And something powerful took place. Y algo poderoso ocurrió cuando ella vino. Hallelujah, Rabashata. Ya estoy sintiendo el Espíritu Santo nomás pensando en ello. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost just thinking about what happened. As we prayed for her, the power of God fell upon her, and she later said she felt her body go limp. She fell backwards. Ella nos dijo después que el poder de Dios cayó sobre ella cuando estábamos orando por ella, y ella sintió que toda su fuerza se fue de su cuerpo y se cayó casi al piso. We were able to catch her as she fell. La pudimos apoyar cuando se cayó. Y por un tiempo el Señor la estaba tocando. It was for a while that the Lord was blessing her and helping her. You know what, everybody? When someone comes to the church for the first time, sometimes some unexpected things take place. And I'm glad we're addressing this because some people came to me afterward. Well, what happened to her? What was going on there? A veces cuando alguien viene a la casa de Dios por la primera vez y sienten el poder de Dios, a veces unas cosas poderosas pasan y es muy. Y una gente me vino después preguntándome, hermano Víctor, ¿qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó con ella? ¿Estuvo bien? What happened to her? Is she okay? Well, she's okay. Está bien. Pero a veces cuando cae el poder de Dios como cayó, a veces la gente responde de diferentes maneras. Sometimes the power of God falls on someone and people can respond in a different way. And this is what happened to her. She lost control. She lost her strength in her body and the Spirit of God just began. I believe she began to tremble as she was there on her knees, as she was under the power and blessing of God. Ella empezó a, ¿cómo se dice en español? Empezó a temblar. Empezó a temblar cuando estaba en sus rodillas porque estaba sintiendo el poder y la presencia de Dios. Algo poderoso pasó. And she came back to church the very next Wednesday. Y Bianca regresó a iglesia el siguiente miércoles. Y estuvo con nosotros de nuevo. She was with us again. She wanted more of what took place on Sunday. Ella quiso más de lo que le pasó domingo en la noche. And everybody, this is so important. This is why we got to continue in our evangelism efforts. Y por eso nosotros necesitamos seguir con nuestros esfuerzos de evangelismo, hermanos. Queremos invitar más gente, más visitantes para que sientan el poder de Dios y para que reciban la salvación que el Señor tiene para ellos. This is one of the reasons why we need to continue in our evangelism efforts. We want to continue to invite our visitors so that they not only feel the power of God, but that they receive salvation. All right, let's move on to the next point. Vamos a movernos al siguiente punto. Si pueden detener un momentito, please hold on for just a moment. Thank you for holding for a moment. I had to take care of something. Gracias por detener por un momentito. Okay, I want to talk about this other item next. Let's talk about Fabian. Yeah, Fabian. Hay que hablar de Fabian. Fabian es el hombre que vino por 5 o 6 domingos seguidos con su amigo Josh. Fabian is the man who came to our Sunday morning service for the last 5 or 6 months. 5 or 6 Sundays in a row, he came with his friend Josh. And about a couple of weeks ago, the Lord touched him in a powerful way on a Wednesday night. Y hace 2 semanas el Señor lo tocó de una manera poderosa. Hace 2 semanas en una noche del miércoles, en el servicio de miércoles. And I spoke with him afterward, and he was just overjoyed. Yo hablé con él después y él estaba lleno de gozo, hermanos, por lo que el Señor hizo con él. And if you remember, he came from a church in Arizona, Trinitarian, but the Lord has begun to reveal him, to him the truth of the oneness of God. Él vino de una iglesia de Arizona, pero él me dijo después que el Señor ya está tratando con él en la revelación que Dios es uno. No hay un Dios, ¿cómo se dice en español? No hay un Dios trinitario, no hay tres dioses, no hay tres personas en Dios, pero hay solamente un Dios. And the Lord began to reveal this to him. But in any case, he didn't show up for the last Sunday. Él no vino a la iglesia el siguiente domingo. Y me preocupé y le mandé un mensaje. I got worried, I got concerned. I sent him a text message and he opened up and told me he was exposed to the coronavirus, and I think he did end up getting it, and he needed to stay away for a couple of weeks. Es decir, fue expuesto al el virus, el coronavirus, y se enfermó con el virus y tuvo que estar separado por unas 2 semanas. I noticed he missed his next Sunday. This last Sunday. Y ya también noté que él no pudo estar con nosotros el siguiente domingo, este domingo pasado, hermanos. So I reached out to him the first time, and he appreciated the prayers. Le mandé un texto y él me dijo las gracias porque estábamos orando con él. Well, I reached out to him again this week. Ya hablé con él otra vez esta semana y otra vez digo que ya está mucho mejor. He said he's much better and he appreciates us continuing to pray for him. Él aprecia que estamos siguiendo orar por él. Everybody, I want to just take this opportunity. Why am I taking time to talk about this? ¿Por qué estoy tomando tiempo de hablar de esto? Here it is. He's not even a member of our church, but he's been coming faithfully for 5 or 6 weeks up until he got sick with the coronavirus. And how important it is for us to reach out to him to make him to feel like if he's already part of the body, like he's already part of our church. He appreciated that. Let's be mindful of that. La razón que estoy mencionando esto, hermanos, es porque él, sin ser miembro de la iglesia, vino por 5 o 6 domingos seguidos y cuando él se enfermó, alguien, yo le mandé un mensaje que estamos orando por él y él lo tomó con mucha gratitud. So everybody, let's be mindful of that. And I know it's difficult to keep track of all these visitors. Yo sé que es muy difícil tomar cuenta de todos estos visitantes. That's one of the reasons why Sister Jessica is keeping a net record. She's curating a report of all of our visitors and also all of our new converts. Por eso la hermana Jessica está tomando notas de todos nuestros visitantes y todos nuestros nuevos conversos. This is why it's so important for us to be mindful, everybody. We're going to be talking about this Saturday after our evangelism street service. When we get together, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. Este sábado, después de nuestro servicio de evangelismo, nos vamos a juntar de nuevo y vamos a hablar un poco más de lo que estamos haciendo para poder estar en contacto con todos nuestros nuevos visitantes. All right, we got a prayer request. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Alguien me mandó una petición de oración. Vamos a hablar de eso. Well, we got a few more minutes. We're going to finish up. Tenemos un momentito más. So again, everybody, let's be mindful. When you see a new visitor for a few weeks and you don't see them anymore, make a mental note of it. Get their number somehow. Be in touch. Si ven un visitante que no... Que para de venir a visitarnos, hermanos, por favor, haga una nota mental de ello, agarre su número de teléfono y por favor esté en comunicación con ello. Brother Samuel Roseberry said, amén y amén. Well, he said, amen and amen, but I took it as amén y amén. Great Spanish, Brother Roseberry. Gracias por el español, hermano Samuel. All right, so. Just little points, everybody. This is not a lot of preaching tonight, not a lot of evangelism tonight, but just a couple of important points that we need to be mindful as part of our evangelism. No estamos predicando mucho esta noche, hermanos. No estamos haciendo mucho en lugar de predicación, pero estamos haciendo unos puntos prácticos muy importantes para estar conscientes de nuestra nueva gente. This is part of evangelism. This is part of revival. Esto es parte de evangelismo y de avivamiento todos. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Sister Jessica. All right. Yes, we will, Sister Jessica. Sister Jessica, are you on the line? Shoot me a text. Let me know that you're on the line. Quiero saber que la hermana Jessica pueda ir todo. She wants me to remind us of something that I'll remind everybody of here at the end when we finish in the next few minutes. Yes. All right. Jessica's on the line. Hermana Jessica está en línea. Praise God. Let me make a note of this before I forget, Sister Jessica, real quick. Something to do with Felipe. Something great is taking place. I'm sorry. I'm giddy. I'm excited about this. Estoy muy feliz. Lleno de gozo. Hallelujah, Rabashata. I get excited just thinking about it. All right. I got about 5 minutes left. Let's finish up. Tenemos 5 minutos que nos quedan. So, sorry, everybody. A little excited here. Let's back up. What are we talking about? Yes, so we want to make sure everybody, and I'm stressing this. I know I'm going over this a few times, but I'm stressing everybody. Let's make a mental note. Estoy estresando esto, hermanos, pero hay que hacer esa nota mental. And Sister Jessica is helping us with that report that she's creating. We'll go over it on Saturday about our visitors. She calls it the Net Evangelism Report. La llama la red. ¿Qué es una red? Donde agarramos los pescaditos. The net is where we catch the fishes. The fish. Everybody, the Lord said He'd make us fishers of men, women, young people, children. El Señor nos dijo que Él nos iba a hacer pescadores de las almas, de los hombres, de las mujeres, de los niños, de los jóvenes. Praise God. I know I'm not trying to preach tonight, but I'm getting excited just thinking about it. No queremos predicar esta noche, pero me pongo emocionado nomás pensando en ello. Hallelujah. All right, let's get back to practical business. Vamos a regresar. I feel like Brother Lackey, you know Brother Lackey is always very precise, he's teaching, and that's what we're doing tonight. Como hermano Lackey, estamos enseñando ciertos puntos esta noche. I'm having a little bit of fun tonight. I hope you're feeling this, everybody. Praise God. Brother Marty wrote in, pescadores. Yes, Brother Marty, pescadores. We're fishers of men, fishers of souls. Praise God. All right, let's get through this. I got a few more important points. So I think I drove the point home. Yo creo que hice el punto claro, hermanos. Let's be mindful of our new ones. All right. Next thing I want to talk about, Brother Art Dorame. I know he's on the line. Hermano Art Dorame me habló anoche. He is excited about what took place on last Sunday. Did you see his visitors? Alexis, this is the young man he's been telling us for months that he connected with him. And it was a coincidental, but it wasn't coincidental. The Lord did it. Hermano Art nos platicó de Alexis, alguien que estaba trabajando con él hace meses, que él vino de una iglesia de Bell Gardens, pero ya no estaba en la verdad por muchos años. He was backslidden for many years. But he finally came to church on Sunday morning, and I hope all of you saw what I saw as he made his way to the altar. The moment he got to the altar, everybody, Alexis raised his hands in the air. Before he even raised his hands in the air, the power of God fell on him. He began to weep. You could feel and see the power of God upon him. El momento que Alexis entró al altar y levantó sus manos al aire, el Señor lo tocó y él empezó a llorar, derramar las lágrimas. It was a powerful thing. He was him, Alexis, his girlfriend Marisol, and his father. Era Alexis, su novia Marisol y su papá que estuvieron allí el domingo. And I was able to talk to Alexis and them and the father. Yo pude hablar con Alexis y con la novia y también con el papá. Y van a regresar este domingo. They're going to be back this Sunday. Everybody, I'm saying this for a reason. Be mindful of them, Alexis and Marisol, and their father and their mom. His mama might even come. Van a regresar este domingo. Por favor, tomen en cuenta, hermanos, para visitar con ellos, para saludarlos, Alexis, Marisol, su papá y posiblemente su mamá. Brother Art is so excited because Brother Art invited me to help Brother Art in teaching a Bible study to them here in the next week. Vamos a empezar a darle un estudio a ellos en las siguientes semanas que vienen, hermanos. And that's the last note that I want to talk about. Ese es el último punto que quiero hablar, hermanos. Y eso es esto. Hold on. Do I have everything? Yeah. Don't worry, Sister Jessica. I haven't forgotten. Hermanos, tengo un minuto de hablar de esto. I have 1 minute to talk about this, everybody. And that is this. Bible studies. We just said it. Bible studies. I know we've talked about this several times in the last couple of months. Ya hablamos de los estudios bíblicos en los últimos dos meses, hermanos. Everyone that's on this call can teach a Bible study. Cada persona que está en esta llamada puede enseñar un estudio bíblico. Let's just get the word Bible study out of our head. Hay que sacar ese tema de estudio bíblico de nuestras mentes. Instead, let's replace it with your testimony. Hay que reemplazar esta palabra de estudio bíblico con la palabra testimonio. What am I talking about? You know what I'm talking about, everybody. Each one of you have a testimony. The Word of God says that we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Vamos a ganar con la sangre del Cordero y con la palabra de nuestro testimonio. And that's what the Lord wants to use you with in giving. That's how the Bible study begins, everybody. Así es como abre la puerta de estudio bíblico. Con su yarabashata, con su testimonio, with your testimony, everybody. Keep that in mind. I'm running out of time. I wanted to take more time to talk about this. We'll talk about it next time. Vamos a tener que hablarlo la siguiente vez, hermanos, porque ya me está terminando el tiempo. But I want you to be thinking about it. My testimony is my Bible study. My testimony is my word. My testimony is what's going to win someone to God. Mi testimonio es lo que va a ganar la alma, las almas al Señor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's how we've been working with Felipe and Andrea. Es lo que estamos haciendo con Felipe y Andrea, everybody. We've been getting together with food and fellowship, yes, but also our testimonies. Cuando nos juntamos con Felipe y Andrea las últimas semanas en las diferentes casas que estamos visitando, estamos teniendo convivio y comida, pero también nuestro testimonio. That is what we have been doing just this week. Pastor Clark told me, Brother Vic, we need to work on discipling our new ones. El pastor me dijo, hermano Víctor, necesitamos empezar a apoyar a nuestros nuevos conversos. ¿Saben cómo lo vamos a hacer? Con lo que estamos hablando, convivio, con fraternidad, comida y con nuestro testimonio. That's how we're going to begin to disciple them and to train them and to help them with our fellowship, our food, and our testimony. And that's what's going to break out into a Bible study. It will happen. We'll talk about this a little bit more. Vamos a hablar de esto un poco más. But the last thing I want to end on is this, Sister Jessica. We have a baptism that is taking place this Sunday. Tenemos un bautismo que va a tomar lugar este domingo. Y ese es Hermano Felipe. Felipe is going to be baptized this Sunday morning in the lovely name of Jesus. Hermano Felipe se va a bautizar este domingo en la mañana en el nombre de Jesús. Hallelujah. He came to us this week and he let us know, I want to be baptized. Él nos habló esta semana, nos dijo, yo quiero ser bautizado en el nombre de Jesús. Brother Felipe, it is a pleasure to have you as part of the family. We know that sister, that Andrea and the kids are going to follow afterward. Tenemos fe que Andrea y los niños van a seguir después. We are excited about what is taking place. Estamos emocionados de lo que está tomando lugar. Amen, hermanos. With that said, I have to break away now. Ya tenemos que terminar. But we want to remind everybody to our evangelism street corner this Saturday at 11 a.m. on the corner of 4th and Grove. We'll see you all there. Queremos invitar a todos a nuestro evangelismo en la calle este sábado a las 11 de la mañana en la esquina del 4 y Grove. Los vemos todos allí. Dios me los bendiga. In the name of Jesus, God bless all of you. In the name of Jesus, amen.